When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full, long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology, just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen: face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers. Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. Also at HoopBall Gaming. You know, that's where you find all of us. I say that because we got a team. A couple handfuls of wonderful people that put a lot of stuff into hoop-ball.com, which is the reason this show is possible. We are recording 2:53 Central Time on a Monday. We're going to jam-pack a show today. We're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff. And we're going to be, it's later in the day. We got night baseball. We got some lineups to react to. Lots of good stuff today. So if you haven't used any of our promo codes, if you're a new listener, make sure to do so. Helps us grow, helps us give. We love to give. We've just signed up, about 7 new MyBookie accounts for the team over the last couple of days, mostly thanks to Jonathan Martinez on the team here. So make sure to go to our website, check it out. We have lots of free content, but I tell you, brew is getting hot in the postseason, so you want to go get a wager pass. $9.99 a month, 33 cents a day is the way I like to put it. So, like I said, peep that, see if it's something that gets into your interests, and let's talk about what we got today. What's right in front of us here, huh? So, overall, we have a lot to talk about. I want to touch on College World Series, AUDL Week 3. I've got to kind of unpack a little bit, and then we got obvious NBA stuff to talk about. Doc Rivers getting bounced in a game 7. I learned this over the weekend, but Doc Rivers as a head coach in the NBA has coached in the most game 7s in NBA history. So if you didn't know that, you do now. And if you did know that, then you were smarter than me and your basketball knowledge was deeper than mine. So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week is going to be fun. I know I want to talk about what's going on today, but man, you got to foreshadow a little bit. Got some new collaborative efforts going out, and the recruitment pitches have been going well. The reviews, everything, the love y'all are sharing is coming in. So thank you. Euros. I'm doing all right. Doing all right in Euros. We talk about it here and there on the podcast, but there's a lot of chatter in the Discord, which is it's premium, but the Discord, we talk a lot about these Euros and there's a lot of sideshow stuff and general opinions. Today's card was really weird. There was a draw that, probably was not too expected. Denmark beat Russia, I think it was 1-0. I should have scores up in front of me. And then Netherlands beat Macedonia 3-0, which I had the over. And Netherlands, obviously, in that one on tally site. So currently, I'm third out of 10th, or out of 10 for this European championship selections on our affiliate tally site website. Say that fast. So I am looking to see how the second half goes in this Finland-Belgium game, because I've got Belgium on the money line. Belgium to cover the spread, which that's not looking good. It was 1.5 goals over and 2.5 goals. So might be looking at a reverse sweep very possibly here. Belgium. Let's go, boys. Get it together. Hey, if soccer is your thing and you want to talk about it a little more, could always reach out to me, because I love picking a good soccer mind. We had Paul Carr on the show, which if you're not familiar with Paul Carr, Last year, we had to talk some Bundesliga and La Liga and all sorts of leagues and just the structure of soccer. Paul Carr, ESPN, he's really, really awesome. You should check him out. And so, yeah, Netherlands obviously handling Macedonia in an unsurprising fashion. So, okay, enough Euros. Let's talk some MLB prospects and talk about some of the College World Series stuff. It's going to be paralleled and kind of just like a buckshot blast, if you will. So, number one overall prospect in the MLB rankings, Wander Franco, is getting called up by Tampa Bay, and that is exciting. I like prospects always getting called up. Tampa Bay traded away some guys. Setsugo got traded, made room for this kid, so it made sense. It was a little bit more better off than what they were going to have. He's got some more offensive pop. This kid's pretty good, really raw still. But obviously getting called up in a high situation for a reason. Tampa Bay is in the middle of, you know, a divisional race. They're not out of it. There's three and a half teams kind of involved in two and three quarters of a team involved in this race right now. And in the preview thing, majig, that Blake, at Blake LaWatch on Twitter, one of our MLB college football, college basketball guys, and a dear friend of mine, is, you know, something we talked about was how many different teams could at one point in time be in contention for this division, you know, throughout the season from start to finish. Boston, Tampa Bay, New York, obviously, Toronto. I mean, there's like four teams there that honestly are stone's toss away in health away from winning that division. So some prospects at high caliber, you know, rankings and potential getting called up. Giving you a little more firepower and some more juice in the ball club, go for it. It's good for the game. Vanderbilt's got so many different prospects to look out for, namely arms mainly, in this draft, which the draft, I would like to look and see. I need to look at that. I should have wrote it down in front of me. But we'll talk about that at a later note. We'll figure out when that time is. I'll get a date and stuff. It's coming up soon. I think it's around the 20-something. Might be tomorrow. Might be the 23rd. Anyways, Vanderbilt has a lot of good talent here. Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, two right-handed pitchers for them are powering their postseason run. They're currently looking decent. You know, they're composed. And, you know, they got tested early in this College World Series, or, you know, Super Regionals, regional play. So look for Vanderbilt to have this composure kind of carry them even further, I would say. And then I would look for the number three spot. Look, another Vanderbilt player, Carter Young. He is in 2022's draft class, though, so we won't spend too much time on him. The catcher from Mississippi State, also 2022. Logan Tanner is going to be someone to look out for, another high prospect. And, you know, not Adley Rashman, but, you know, he pretty close. I was way off on the date. July 11th. So not even this month. So that was misinformative of me, and I apologize. So, yeah, Texas's Ty Madden, he is a right-handed pitcher. He'll be a really nice power ground ball pitcher in the league, I would say, maybe one day. Jacob Berry, third baseman out of Arizona, 2022 also. A lot of 2022 talent. Next year is going to be loaded. Vanderbilt, like I said, tons of folks. Stanford's got this guy, Brock Jones, left fielder, really interesting talent. He's like a first-round looking pick next year, but look for him to be on radar. And I really like some Texas talent. A lot of this Vanderbilt stuff is going to be predominant in the draft early on. We're going to see like the first three out of the four picks probably are going to be those Vanderbilt guys. Andrew Abbott from Virginia could be a sneaky lefty to grab. Not a lot of lefties in the top end of the crop this year. So currently Stanford whooping up on Arizona in the top of the fifth on ESPNU. And let's dig deeper. Speaking of Vanderbilt, NC State, they play at 6 today, so that's going to be really exciting. We'll get this out in time. Definitely so. I love this time of the year. We just got the U.S. Open that wrapped up. Joe Campisi, our golf professional, did really good on the U.S. Open. Had John Rahm. I mean, he just, you know, if you want, go back and look at his golf article that we put under the wagering articles and stuff on hoop-ball.com. And don't want to do a huge – I'm resisting doing a huge box score breakdown of the Stanford because I want to see how that prospect that I just talked about, Brock, is doing right now. So a lot of success for Stanford in that game. While we're here, go ahead and recap some of the stuff that happened yesterday. Virginia beating Tennessee in game one. That's pretty huge. Mississippi State had a 2-1 nail biter. Texas losing. So surprising there, but look for bounce backs, strong bounce backs, I would suspect, from Tennessee and Texas. Definitely. Saturday, NC State whooped up on Stanford. So Stanford's in an elimination game against Arizona because Arizona lost to Vanderbilt in extras, 12 innings. So that was Saturday. That's how the day started, the College World Series started Saturday. NC State whooping up on Stanford, Vanderbilt getting those extra innings in. Man, Mississippi State, they might surprise. I'm not saying anything, but they might be one of the last teams. Getting that first win is huge and setting up game two, you know. Vanderbilt, they got to handle NC State right here. That's just kind of something they need to handle right here. I mean, they've been getting tested since regional, so I'm kind of fearful that they might get upset here. But Tennessee, Texas, I said they could have a strong bounce back. Well, they're going to be playing each other Tuesday, so that'll be interesting. Mississippi State and Virginia going up against each other, and that'll be very, very neat to watch there, seeing as both of those teams are unscathed in this. So whoever wins that game, I'm suspecting it'll be Virginia, even though I just talked highly of Mississippi State. Virginia is a sneaky, sneaky team here. This Virginia team reminds me of the 2005 team. So make sure to watch that game because I think that will be one of the actually Tuesday's got a real good slate. 1 p.m. Tennessee, Texas. Let's roll Texas. I got to support the Big 12. They're the last one in. So they're probably going to throw that top pitching talent in there, so we definitely want to go ahead and watch that. So yes, we are going to transition into some professional baseball because today's card a little slim, but let's go ahead and look in and make some tally site selections and let's go ahead and win some bets. All right, so there's some interesting stuff to start on this card, to be honest. There's not a lot of value today. I'm going to start with a couple of RBI angles in the Houston-Baltimore game because Houston's going up against a lefty in Keegan Aiken. And, well, I'm going to go Michael Brantley at plus 138 to have over, you know, half RBI, so he's got to get one. And then I'm going to look at Carlos Correa also at plus 112. You know, if you want to parlay that together, if that's your style, if you think that's cool, I don't, you know, I'm confident in my picks, but you know, anything can happen. Left-hander, all I'm saying. And Keegan Aiken just struggling this year. Jake Odorizzi also struggling. So over 10.5 is probably a good look. I'll be looking at doing that and trying to get a Houston trifecta. Get down in Houston with a nice old lasso trifecta in this game. So I'm going to put that pick in. I love to support my Cubbies. I am a Cubs fan. That's number 28 or 9-ish on the season. For those of you other than me, that might be even knowing what I'm talking about. Cubs on the money line. I mean, there's juice, but it's only juice if you lose. So I'm going to be incorporating their money line into my tally site play as a balance. So that's how I'm rolling that. Oakland, Texas, I can't figure this game out, and it's an intriguing matchup. Got Gibby on the mound for Texas. Over 8 is the number, getting some juice at minus 115, the shade. Oakland, -1.5 plus 120. I don't like that. And look, mirroring effect, Texas +1.5, minus 149, and they have a money line angle of plus 107. Value speaking alone, I don't see value in Oakland tonight. I see value in Texas, and to break it down further, I don't see value in Texas +1.5 at minus 150. To me, that's telling that the odds makers are looking to set, you know, something up. But ultimately, here's what I'm saying. I think Texas wins. So if I would be taking a play, Texas +107 at even money, which I think it could even come down because people are going to be intrigued why Texas is so close to an even money underdog. And then that we're going to get little pushes and flood of bets and money on Texas and drive this down to probably plus 104 would be my angle of what I think might happen. You know, like we talk about on the show, that psychology of the better and such, and the, and, you know, the angles and the energy that goes into it with the odds makers balancing out the actions of the better and the mindset of the better, with that, you know, cognitive angle. So that's a long roundabout way of saying that Texas Rangers as a money line underdog is something that I like tonight. So we'll get down with the get down. Cincinnati on the road against Minnesota. I really like this game. It's a fun baseball game I'm going to be interested in. You know, I talk about taking the under with Cincinnati on the road because their offense is just kind of hard to trust. Minnesota is a little wonky. I can't get them right, it seems. Over under, you know, I'm going to stay away from it in this game. I wanted to point this game out just because I think there is something there for certain bettors. If you want to take that angle, Minnesota at home as a home favorite, which I don't think they're the favorite tonight, which they, like I might've mentioned, they have J.A. Happ. They're not the favorite. J.A. Happ going on the mound. I don't trust him. Cincinnati's got Tyler Molly on the mound. I love the kid. He's a very good pitcher. But the fact of the matter is that Cincinnati, I can't get them right on the road. And Cincinnati, when look at some health stuff, looks like Nelly Cruz and Josh Donaldson both questionable currently. There could be more updated information once you listen to this, so check those out. Obviously, it'll be obvious. Hopefully, we find that news accessibly. So Cincinnati on the run line, I don't see value in. I would not recommend going in that doorway. Look, Cincinnati getting a road win is possible. I think it's a good angle. And as of right now, they're a minus 115 favorite. They're on the road and they're starting to get a little bit better. So I'm going to try to take this trend up and put a little faith in it. This is not a play that I am really confident in, but I am hoping that I can get a contrarian look here and cash in on some obscure value. So moving on, you know, and for what it's worth, DeGrom's starting today, but the Mets are involved in two games, you know, doubleheader today. I'm not into those. If you listen to the podcast, you're pretty familiar with my, you know, what is it, my opinion on doubleheaders and trying, you know, just getting involved with them and putting them on the card and having that headache. I'm not really into it. So, and tonight's card's already a little weird. So we're looking in a odd angle, you know, so we got lots of games that are going to be awkward to get into. I mean, slim pickings. Milwaukee, Arizona, Bud Anderson, Brett. I always say Bud. He's a lefty. Slugging plus lefty pitching for Arizona. Always a good look. Might look at 13 total, over 4.5. I was hoping it was 4 or 3.5. I was hoping they were going to get dogged a little bit. Merrill Kelly on the mound for the Diamondbacks. He's 2-7, 5.40 ERA. He's kind of like the sacrificial lamb for Arizona. Brett Anderson, like I said, the lefty stuff, it just Carson Kelly being out makes a huge difference for me on this Arizona team. Escobar also looking at not being 100% at Eduardo. You know, I might have to bow out of this one for the sake of Kelly being out. And that the Brewers somehow, I'm not looking to really play anything involving the Brewers offense, even against Arizona. I was originally looking at an over angle, but I'm good. I'm good on this game. I'm sorry to leave that at a cliffhanger or whatever, but yeah, I'm good there. Let's wrap the MLB up. This card's a little crummy. I'll call it how it is. And Dodgers as an underdog, how many times are we going to see that this year? Just based off rarity and circumstance, I'm going to just kind of take that. And, it's plus money for the Dodgers against Yu Darvish and the Padres. I get it. You know, we've seen some really great playoff baseball style of play, you know, results with these two teams recently. So, look, Dodgers on the run line for me on Tally Site, it's a -213 bet. Most places, look, I'm not telling you to take that. If you listen to the show, you know how I know that's not what I'm saying. So, the Dodgers to win, though, plus money. Hell yeah, let's roll on that. Why not? I mean, it is Yu Darvish. He's been good again this year. He's been great, but, you know, let's roll with it. And another look I'm looking to do on Tally Site, because I think it could give me some contrarian diversity on this card, over 7. It is getting the shade, though, -124. So look at those. I am kind of looking to minimize some exposure on the MLB card tonight. And it's a little weird. So let's go with NBA. Yeah, rotisserie here. Clippers +6 automatically at first glance. I like that. You know, Kawhi with the knee injury, I know, I get it. +6, you know, Phoenix is looking damn good. They might just win this whole thing. Honestly, the best thing to do on this game, if you want some angles, go get you a wager pass and see what Brewski's playing on it, because he's starting to get hot and you don't want to miss out on that. Major profits. He'll pay for like a couple years of the wager pass at least for you on these kinds of heaters he gets on. And I'm sure maybe a couple car payments. I mean, his heaters are ridiculous. So, I mean, overall, our team is damn good too. I mean, we help profit. Overall, we help, I think, you know. So, anyways, the Clippers here. Team defense, free throw shooting. If they can get good stretches of those for about 4 minutes at a time, 4 minute chunks, then they're going to get some better results. It's going to help them stay within this game's reach. So I think that's something that we should keep an eye on. So let's roll with the Clips. And honestly, them winning, you know, I had it in the first game. I had them trying to cover the spread, which they did not. But, you know, let's bounce back. Let's hit that wall. It's already come down to 5.5 in some spots. So, I mean, let's get the points. Let's take the money line. Let's try to recover, hit 2-1, bounce back. So get some plus money value with a playoff scenario. I mean, these games, the Clips going down 2-0, 0-2. Could cancel Christmas there. So I think they know that. And they don't want to be there, so they're going to fight. All right, yeah. I'm going to wrap up with talking about some AUDL, American Ultimate Disc League. Once again, shout out at It's Daniel Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, yes. On Twitter, main analyst, great insight for the AUDL.com, where I get all my information about the results, the previews, the happenings, all that good stuff about the league. And on Tally site, I'm starting to get into making picks on them. So it's a fun league. Lots of highlights, Randy Moss situations at any given moment, and freak leaps. Impressive throws. And looking at week 3, this was a loaded slate. You know, the weeks usually go from the weekends. And my picks finished 6-1 for the weekend here and in week 3. And there were some exciting matchups. I was looking forward to the Indianapolis Alley Cats and the Madison Radicals. Madison, a really good home team, and they had just lost again to the Windchill, and they don't lose a lot of they don't lose any home games seemingly. So it was an easy backing for the New York Empire for me against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has an inefficient offense, and they have a lot of drops. Really, they just kind of drop the disc all over the field, and New York's really good about starting up, getting going, like, you know, just one pull and a lawnmower, and like they're efficient. They're a recent champ, so they got that caliber and that pedigree. So they're looking to dispose of inefficiencies or take advantage of from their opponent. So Chicago and Detroit. Chicago, this was an easy back again. Detroit, man. Their offense is the worst in the AUDL. I mean, I'll just say that. Worst in the league. They scored, 12 goals. 13. They got beat 30-13 by Chicago. The Union just worked them. Detroit, they're stagnant. And look, if you have a bookie, or if like you've somehow got a way of betting on this stuff, because right now there's still new legislation. There's a couple of sports books that they're starting to implement them in the play and, you know, being available to bet on. So like if you got someone that'll take bets, first of all, holler at me. And secondly, we know that Detroit is an easy team to go against. So we're starting to find some trends here. Atlanta Hustle. This team's very, very, very phenomenal. They got Antoine Davis as their spark plug. And the guy is, he could win MVP this year, but he's like CP3, honestly. CP3 of this league, he just kind of does everything what he needs. And he pretty much puts his team in a good position at all times. So Tampa Bay, the Cannons. Their offense is not that great, and their cannonballs are pretty weak. So they weren't firing too many cannonballs that were effective. Atlanta has a really good defensive line. They are really able to jam, you know. They don't allow a lot of roaming and freedom throughout the crossing areas of the field, etc. So Pittsburgh, Philadelphia was just kind of a throw-in game. Philadelphia, the Phoenix, they whooped up on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, also another inefficient offense. So if you want to start making picks or just looking at these games, expect Pittsburgh to probably be outperformed because they just don't have a lot of efficiency. Los Angeles lost in Austin, the Aviators. They're, you know, picked to finish high in this league and maybe even be able to win a championship. But Austin, the Soul, they are working hard right now, and they are undefeated still, if I remember right. They're atop the West Division, 2-0. And, yeah, look at there. Sunday, San Diego, Seattle. Wow, almost got real Oklahoma twangy on you guys. San Diego won 18-16. And that was a really good display of overall middle efficiency. Both teams really playing the other really well and just seeing who was going to take advantage of the smallest of mistakes. There wasn't a ton of, I mean, sure, there's always mistakes within these teams, but if you look back and you rewatch this game, you're going to see the plays that were made were very important, pivotal ones. Indianapolis, the Alley Cats, they lost in Madison. Madison bounced back from their loss Friday night against the Wind Chill. They got beat 25-19. So the Wind Chill, Minnesota, looking really nice right now. Them in Chicago up there at number 1-2. Chicago's 3-0. They've had a pretty easy schedule, though. Won't get into too many player like recaps right now. AUDL does a really great job of doing like a week three honor roll, actually. So Evan Lepler, one of their main guys, like their main guy on screen and just kind of writing guys. He's the commentator on the games and all that good stuff, but he's got a really great article that I'm going to go through right here. Sean McDougal, hey, he's on the list. Honor roll. And Sean McDougal was talked about on this show from Daniel Cohen. So shout out again to Daniel. Zach Norbaum for the DC Breeze. I know I wasn't going to do this and I said that, but look, here I go. But yeah, some really cool results. Go over to YouTube, follow AUDL, search them. You'll be able to get some sick game highlights and rewatches. AUDL.tv is a thing. So if you want to drop a 10 spot and just have all access to this stuff and saturate your mind with it. The reason I say this is because a lot of us have that gym class connection. A lot of us have played as minor of athletes as we used to be, like some ultimate frisbee, so maybe some folks will really enjoy it. And I hope I can bring that out. So, look for some more content of this league to keep coming out of this podcast. The draft coming up for the MLB is going to be really fun, and I'm excited to get into that. We got lots of NFL stuff, college football coming up. Look for us to get busy soon. I mean, we're always busy. So, all right, let's go ahead and get this show wrapped up out of here so you guys can listen to it. 327 on the closing note. This here episode of Today in Sports Betting is sent to you with my good vibes and my good energies. And make sure to have a good, safe day. Let's be kind and make sure to help someone if you can. And if you need help, I hope you get help. So in the least offensive way that sounded. So maybe I should go ahead and end the show. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.